Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Us freaking out? Never. Never on WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, we'll give away our Combo-Con prize coming up in just a few minutes. Things you have a love-hate relationship with. Feels like the Jalen conversation splits into that every other week here. Back to your phone calls a minute. But we had a couple notable things going on last couple days here, Hugh, with the other teams. The Sixers last night. Welcome back, Paul George. How pumped are you?
I would rather see the young guys play. But, you know, he's a part of this team. Gave him, what, 90 mil?
No, they gave him like 250 mil. 200.
Paul George?
Yeah. He makes like 60 a year, man.
He was floored.
You should be floored.
What did Jalen say about AJ? What did he say about Paul George? Except I'll leave one word out. Paul George is a player, and he's here.
He's here. He played last night, 9 points. I am less than enthused to see him play. The other weird thing about the Sixers is the whatever is going on with Jared McCain. Came back, and then you know he wasn't playing much or playing well, and then the Blue Coats, and it's just it's odd how they – it seems like they can't find a rhythm to get him in the game. So we'll keep an eye on it, but I will say that is concerning for me. The Paul George thing, whatever. He's back, and we'll see how much he plays. Philly's hot stove, Hugh, is the GM meetings are over, ended last week, and now we're kind of getting to that point where we might start hearing some things.
Mm-hmm.
We got this one today. Apparently, a lot of teams are in on Kyle Schwarber, including, are you ready for this? The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, wow.
Pittsburgh Pirates. According to Jeff Paston.
There's no way.
I would agree. But according to Jeff Paston, they
got long paper, though.
Well, they don't have any paper. I mean, they're out of paper. But they offered Josh Naylor, who went back to the Mariners, $80 million. So they found $80 million lying around. They offered that to that guy. So I'm guessing they have at least that to offer to Kyle Schwarber.
Well, I mean, the bad part of this is that's just another team that's going to up the price.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's hot. He's a hot commodity right now.
I mean, we can't get outbid by the Pirates, though. I mean, that right?
Like, well, no, yeah, that's but I'm hot, they're going to drive the price up.
Yeah, they're definitely going to drive the price up.
Yeah, we'll see. I am. My concern with the Schwarber thing is not can the Phillies afford him. Is does he want to drag this thing out right for the next month or two to
Why
get
not?
The height? Well, because if let's say he drags it out, which he has every right to do, the other fallback options for the Phillies could fall off the board.
So they got to make a decision.
Well, yeah, or if they wait on him and then they lose the bidding, then what do they do, right? Like, let's just use Pete Alonso for an example, because he's another DH type, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a fallback. Schwarber somehow leaves, they could sign Pete Alonso. I'd rather have Schwarber, but, like, he's a fallback option. If this thing drags out for a couple months and we're into January and the other fallback options go away, Hugh, then they're kind of in a tough spot.
You're in a pickle.
It's just overpay him or you don't have that power bat in the lineup. So We'll see. I would like this to end quickly so we know we have the certainty of Schwarber back.
Should have overpaid him before we wouldn't be in this position.
I agree with you. They should have took care of this before the season started. We'll see how many suitors line up. But according to Jeff Passan, the Pirates are one of them. I don't think they have the money. I still don't think they do. But we'll see. Maybe they're going to spend more than they usually do. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Bruce in D.C. Bruce.
Kyle, Joe, you, and the crew, good afternoon.
Gentlemen. Bruce, what's up? We're good, Bruce. What are you thinking?
Oh, man, a lot of, you know, lot going on here with this whole Jalen thing. Look, let me just say something because I'm trying to look at this thing objectively or maybe kind of like recklessly speculating, but I'm probably a little bit more objective about it. And, you know, just looking back at these last two games, I'll just start there. You know, the first game, yeah, I definitely had some issues. I wasn't a happy camper, but then the second game, I think Jalen does deserve a little bit more of a reprieve, simply because of the fact that, number one, if you look at the two teams we played, they were extremely tough. The conditions were tough, and that was part that was part of the issue.
It was.
I think one of the things that we're dealing here with the whole team dynamic is that they're dealing with several issues at one time that's contributed to this factor. The O-line injuries, those two injuries that we're dealing with, it's going to affect the entire game. Now the problem is that they've been dealing with that all year, and they have not come up with alternative game plans or how to come up with they have to evolve not only just their passing game and their running game. And somebody said this earlier about using Tank Bigsby. They didn't do that in the last game, and this is where the OC is going to be smarter about using their talent because this guy has got a faster cutback than Saquon. Yeah. So he's got a best, and they have to use. They need to bring him up to 8 to 10 reps a game to take the load off of Jalen. Now going on to this Jalen thing, here's where I got a problem with Jalen. Okay, number one, he's still not passing in the middle of the field. He doesn't like it because it's he's not comfortable with it. Well, damn it, you got to evolve. Okay, you need to adjust. You need to adjust and evolve your game. He doesn't like to do screen passes and out, you know, he's not very good at those types of, not passes, but the outlet passes. He's not really good with that. And the third thing, he needs to start using his legs more like he did last year.
Bruce, I agree with that. Collinsworth was all over it on Sunday saying that could unlock things in this offense. His running this year has been down from all the years past. It compared to what he usually does, it's less.
Yeah, no, and that's what the problem is that he's become like, oh, I don't want to get hurt. No, damn it, you got to get on that horse and start doing what you need to do because it's not going to leg up. And if you think that this Dallas game is going to be easy on Sunday, we're not going to have two of our old linemen. Jalen needs to start using his legs more. That's going to take the pressure off the running game, and it's going to keep the defense. They have to start doing these things. And I think that if he starts doing his things, we'll see better output on the offense.
Bruce, what do you got for us for something you have a love-hate relationship with?
Well, I was going to go the route with, you know, he would love this thing and say a strip club, but I'm not going to go strip club. I thought of something else. Going with the Phillies.
The Phillies thing. You know, I think a lot of people do during the season, the ups, the downs. Bruce, I like that one. Speaking of Jalen's rushing attempts, so Collinsworth was on this a lot during the broadcast Sunday. But he's not running as much. He kind of surmised, maybe he got this from them when they did the production meetings, that they're kind of waiting to unleash it, to hold it back.
Mm-hmm.
So in his career, if it holds, this, like his stats right now, if they hold for the season, this would be his fewest attempts per game and by far the fewest rushing yards per game that he's had. So in let's take out the first four games he started in 2020. That was not a big sample. If you go to the 2021 to now, his yards per game rushing, 52, 50, 35, 42, and this year at Hewitt's 26.
Yeah, he's not running. He's trying to be more of a pocket presence, I would assume.
Yeah, it's his fewest attempts, fewest yards per attempt. We think this is all just because? Is it on purpose? Is it him?
Well, I think there's something to evolving. As a quarterback, I definitely think there's something to that. Maybe it's just taking him a little bit longer than it does everybody else.
But do you think he should run more? I do. I do.
Devolving.
There's a lot of things that I think. I think that he should definitely pull the trigger more because I've heard a lot about how, you know, the offense, like guys are open. He's just not throwing the ball. But if that's going to help, to your point, Joe, not to poo-poo you anything. But yeah, if it's going to help the offense out, yeah. Start running a rock.
Like, I think back to his best season, right? 2022. And for me, it was he was quick to get rid of the ball. And then if he didn't, he ran. He didn't hold the ball much and just hang out. Like, that 2022, I felt when he was at his best, it was quick RPO stuff, throw the ball. And if he didn't throw it, he just ran. Or they had design runs for him, and he was good at both. Right now, they're not throwing the ball super effectively, and he doesn't run much. I think it's affected things. And I don't know if it's on – this might all be the coaches. I'm not saying it's all Jalen. Yeah, like, they don't call many of these anymore.
It's one of those things where you hear certain things, and you're like, as a former player, you're like, no, I don't see that, but you can't poo-poo it. I think it's a perfect storm of everything that's going wrong with this team right now. Offensive line isn't playing well. That's obvious. Running game is not what it used to be. And it feels like Jalen's, what they call it, back there burping the baby. Mm. Back there burping the baby a little bit.
And that's not what you want on an offense. Terrence in Springfield is up on WIP. Terrence go once. Terrence go twice. Terrence goes
that's rare
on hold.
Terrence.
That doesn't happen often with Terrence. Jerry is up on WIP. What's up, Jerry? There it is.
What's up, guys? How you doing today?
Jerry, what's up?
What's going on?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm just riding the roads. I'm down here in Missouri heading to Wisconsin. So nice weather down here, 75 right now.
No, it's way colder up here. I think it's like in the 40s today. Yeah, we're looking at 49 right now. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's nice down here. I was just in Louisiana over the weekend. So I was down there in Monroe, Louisiana, and, heading north now. So the Eagles, I love the win that we had. You know, we seem like we just keep finding ways to win, but something's not right with the offense. Something's not right with AJ. I don't know what. I can't put my finger on it. It's kind of bizarre a way of everything's happening with this team this year. But we've knocked off all the big boys all year long. And we're in a real good position.
Real good position.
To keep that, get that number one seed. I do believe the division is wrapped up pretty much. Once we knock Dallas off this weekend, they're going to kiss the baby too.
Yeah, I think Jerry. I think there's a. I think the Eagles could clinch it by Black Friday if they beat the Cowboys. The Cowboys lose to the Chiefs on Thanksgiving, and we beat the Bears. I think this thing is a wrap by next Friday.
Yeah, I believe it is too. So, My love-hate relationship is living with my ex-wife.
You know what? You're probably not the only one that has that. That one covers both, Jerry. Yeah.
You know, I love our situation. You know, I just
what situation?
The situation. You know, our situation. We have a good situation living together.
Oh, okay. Oh.
You know,
well, y'all live together, but y'all don't.
But you know, I'm the squirrel that just can't get to see the prize. You know, and I hate that part. You know, I can't get to the top of the bird feeder. Like the grease pole, I keep sliding backwards.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
I got a question.
do you really want to ask?
No, yeah. I kind of do.
We'll hold the question. Jerry, great phone call. We appreciate
it. Leave that alone.
Yeah. I think it was best to just let him, you know, he wanted to bank and tell us that.
I would say TMI, but he offered up all that unprompted.
He did. Well, I'm just saying. I was just going to write down ex-wife and move on.
You know what my biggest question is?
No, I don't think you should ask.
Okay, fine. I won't ask.
Go ahead.
What's the sleeping arrangement?
Well, I think it's pretty clear.
Is it?
It is. I think it's pretty obvious what it is. I mean, you don't?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's
as clear cut as you think it is.
I think they are separate bedrooms. I mean, guys, he said it's his ex-wife.
Well, they still live together.
And they have a love-hate situation.
They're still
but did you hear the, did you hear the analogies?
The squirrel on the bird feeder analogy?
Yeah, he's in a different room.
Then he might slide by every now and then and see, hey, y'all, you good?
But you asked what the sleeping situation is.
Hey, you might.
That might change day to day.
That's what I'm saying, because you might have to, like, after,
hold
you know,
on. Now,
the performance,
Jerry,
you might
sorry,
have to go back to the room.
But here's the question.
You might not be allowed to spend the night.
Here's the question. If they are divorced, but they're living together and sleeping in the same bedroom, are they really divorced? What are we talking about?
Well, you know, if you're living together, I mean, like, here's the thing, Joe. This is I've never done this, but I'm assuming that this would be the problem. You ain't bringing nobody else over there. Especially if she got the propensity to wild out, or he has the propensity to wild out. You know, you sitting up there with your friend and y'all drinking wine and y'all laughing and giggling, and your ex-husband's in the other room, that dog don't feel like it's going to hunt.
Well, that's awkward, if nothing else.
So with that being said, you know, I'm pretty sure when you cook meals, or she cooks meals, or whoever cooking meals, y'all ain't cooking in separate kitchens.
Yeah, well, that's different than the sleeping arrangement.
Man, listen.
I don't know. Based on the information we have, I don't think it's fair to guess anything. Like it.
Well, I mean,
we have no read on the situation whatsoever.
We have a read which was presented to us.
I mean, that speculated.
He called it love hate. I mean, that's a lot. All right.
So when you love hate, that means you know.
Again, you asked about the sleeping arrangement. I believe it is separate.
Just the first of the question.
Terrence is Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
You, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man? My fault, I had y'all on mute, man.
Oh, it happens. Well, Terrence, what's up?
Man, look, they asked me about how I feel about Jalen Hurts, man. Right now, Jalen Hurts sucks ass. Mm. Right now, AJ sucks ass. Saquon sucks ass. The O-line sucks ass. Saquon's running this year like he has poop in his ass. He's running side to side instead of north to south. A lot of these plays, take Bigsby looks more explosive than Saquon this year, man. You got to admit that. A lot of these plays looking more explosive. And, guys, this offense is not sustainable because, like Kyle said yesterday, guys, the other day, one bad game by this defense in the playoffs, one game where offense don't score enough, and we're done.
Yep.
Guys, they should have been playing in the preseason. And every year we don't play in the preseason and we start slow and our offense struggles, and that's the common denominator, guys. The thing about AJ Hurt, the thing with AJ and Jalen Hurts right now, it may cost us the Super Bowl this year, guys, because there's times where AJ, we saw in the Packers game where AJ was open and getting celebration, and Jalen Hurts was not throwing him the ball. I don't know if he was doing it on purpose. I don't know what kind of rift they got going on, man, but if they keep this up, guys, it could cost us winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now,
it could.
AJ, guys. Go ahead, Joe.
No, Darren, I agree. It could. I mean, they need to be better on offense. They need to stop the three and outs. They need to find some efficiency. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us quickly? We got to get to your answer here.
All right, one more thing, guys.
I'm like TK.
No, I expect the Cowboys,
right,
guys.
We got to go.
They're coming off an emotional game with the passing of their guy. I'm going to say exercise and working out, guys.
Okay, Terrence, good job. I'm glad we got. I didn't want to have a TKM.
We have more days this week. Terrence,
I didn't
can call
wanna,
in.
I mean, you never want to TK anyone. I mean, I wouldn't do that to Terrence. But the clock was ticking.
Sometimes you have to.
All right, can we get to you people?
you people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Angry with us today.
Oh.
Yep.
Did we get the story? Did we the ones that had the information about the team being frustrated with the player?
Well, stories are BS.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said sinister behavior by WIP this week. Yep.
Got it.
I like sinister.
Did Joe come out of the womb complaining that he was cold?
I mean, I don't remember, but probably. If it were being...
Probably were crying.
Yeah, of course I was crying.
I mean, I think that was consensus for everybody.
Yeah,
that
that's here. Right.
Yeah.
Joe Giglio is going to single-handedly dismantle the Eagles dynasty.
Okay.
That'd be impressive.
Yeah, by yourself.
It would be. First of all, I wouldn't do it.
No fault of anybody else's. Yep. Just yours.
That would be worthy of like a documentary or like a 30 for 30.
It would.
The one man.
The talk show host who took down a dynasty. Yep.
Took down a dynasty. All caps, you guys will go to hell for this.
For what?
That seems a little strong. I mean, it seems a little strong.
What are we going to hell for? What do we do?
We're talking about the Eagles quarterback.
Recklessly.
Okay. After they scored 26 points in 2 weeks.
We're going to go to hell.
Team has scored the fewest points they have in 7 years in two back-to-weeks, but it's my fault.
Careful.
Our fault.
They send us to hell.
Going to hell.
Deegan knows nothing.
It's coping. That's coping.
Of course it is. Yep. You three are terrible journalists.
Well, technically, I'm not a journalist.
None of us.
We're not journalists.
I'm not a journalist.
We're talk show hosts.
Yep. Kyle's mustache is the leak.
You know what? That's the first
truth. They're killing you about that mustache.
Truthful thing I've heard today.
It's all good, guys.
Aren't they used to the mustache by now?
You'd think.
Yeah.
You'd think. Talk about Josh Allen, guys, who is trash.
Josh Allen scored 6 touchdowns on Sunday.
Also not our quarterback.
We're not in Buffalo. Otherwise, we would talk about him and how he plays. Again, he had 6 touchdowns in the game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Hugh just wants to hate. Like Friday when he picked Detroit to win.
Not hating.
What, you did pick Detroit to win.
I did pick Detroit, but I'm like, how am I hating when I was more indifferent about anything that's been
said? The lesson
said.
Is it doesn't matter what doesn't. You say.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Does not matter.
Hater Douglas. Hater Hugh.
Joe and Hugh have the same amount of Super Bowls, talking about Jalen Hurts.
That's got to be a knock on Hugh, right?
Like, it has to be.
I mean, what am I supposed to do about
he's
that?
He's right. I don't have a Super Bowl. But I have NFC Championship ring, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't have one.
I don't have one. I absolutely don't
I'm
have
pretty
one.
Sure whoever said that doesn't have one.
No, probably not.
Mm.
So me and that person have the same amount of NFC Championship rings.
That's true.
Zero.
Yep, and he has one.
Yep.
this one could get me in trouble.
Okay.
Why in God's name is Hugh breaking up the mini glizzies? Still bigger than you're used to.
That was, no. I mean, because I don't want to eat them. Oh, just because you.
So is a mini.
I'm gonna let him live on that one because. Okay. Yeah.
I have a quick mini glizzy question.
I'm gonna get in trouble.
quick mini glizzy question: is a mini glizzy broken in half just a pig in a blanket?
Yeah, basically.
The mini glizzy was a pig in a blanket. Essentially,
basically, it was good too.
Well, but it was.
Do you break up pigs in a blanket?
I don't really eat them like that.
But if you were, to, if we were to give you pigs in a blanket.
I'd probably break them suckers.
You can't even. I don't even know if you can.
You know, I would break it up, the pig in the blanket. I would break it in half.
Yep.
Not eating that whole thing.
One more thing.
Children eat them whole.
Yeah. I know. It's ridiculous. One more thing, because I have a quick question. Who needed saving more, Jerry the truck horn guy right there, or you during this analogy earlier today?
It's almost the equivalent of, say, if you're married. Well, and some of you are. If you buy your wife or you get the bathroom refurbished, and you get her the toiletries and all the amenities that she wanted back from gold fixtures and all of this stuff. And now, after you've done all that, she start complaining about the kitchen. It's kind of the same thing. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, we just got the bathroom done. What are you doing?
So, who's Jalen in this?
Who's Jalen?
Yeah, I like Jalen, the analogy.
The fans. The fans are the people that... Wait a minute, I messed this analogy up. No, the Eagles are...
Who's the wife?
The Eagles are the wife.
Eagles are the wife.
Yeah, are the people that have... Like, Jalen's fixing the bathroom.
You're drowning right now.
No, I fixed it. Hey, Kyle, I had it in my... I fixed it.
Dude.
I fixed it.
That was a disaster.
I think that's the one that locks up the Marconi next year. Just send that 40 seconds audio in.
That was phenomenal. If I do say so.
I loved it. It was great.
It took
great.
One question from Joe to crumble the entire analogy. He's like, I don't know.
I wasn't prepared for that.
It wasn't a hard question. All right. Thank you to you people. We need to pick a winner today to give away for our qualifying prize and then automatically entered for the grand prize from Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. What are we thinking today? We had some good ones. We had Chuck with social media.
I like the messy ones. Big V said his baby mama.
Big V and his baby mama. That and Jerry and his ex-wife were our two best. Big V, baby mama got us, but the whole situation with Jerry, we need to unpack that further.
Jerry's ended up a little sad.
Yeah, well, it is. We're with you, Jerry. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.